Welcome to Peace on Earth. This is Father Jonathan Meyer, and we are getting ready for the conclusion of the Christmas season, which is the Epiphany. Hopefully your Christmas decorations are still up. And here's one way that you're going to know if your Christmas decorations are up, because I'm going to give you an assignment, and the assignment is this. I want you to go around your house, and I want you to count how many angels are in your house. On your Christmas trees, in your front yard. Here's the reason why. Gospel passage ends today, and you will see the sky open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. How many angels do you have out in your home at Christmas time? How many do you have out regularly? I want you to put that in the comment section down below. We'll have a little angel competition today. And Gospel today is Matthew chapter 1, 43 through 51. But it is that reminder that angels are real. Angels are important. They are all over the biblical passages. And we need to realize that angels really are among us. And I'm not talking about in people who do great things for us, because we often like reduce angels to human beings. And when I say reduce, that is actually a reduction, actually, because angels are actually higher realms than we are because they don't have human bodies. But that the angels of God are ascending and descending in the Son of Man. If that's the case, my brothers and sisters, then when do we see and when are the most angels present? Oh, at Mass. Because who's present at Mass? Jesus. So we believe that the angels of the world are present at Mass in a very, very deeply profound way. So if you want to be with angels, go to Mass. That's right. It's true. Because Jesus is there, and the angels are ascending and descending. So I want you to count how many angels there are, and then I want you to pray to your angel today, whether it be the guardian angel prayer, the St. Michael prayer, or you can make up your own prayer, your spontaneous prayer. Because angels are awesome, and they're real, and they love you. So count your angels, mark them down below, and have a blessed Christmas day. Thank you.